I'm absolutely delighted, and I just want to pay tribute to Sligo Rovers management team, and especially the late Tammy Gorman for the wonderful application they put in, but also the perseverance and the foresight to put this huge project before the people and before the department. And I'm delighted to have worked certainly with Minister Catherine Martin, Minister Byrne, and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and many others in getting this over the line. 16.4 million is just an incredible amount of money, but this is exactly what this wonderful club that I'm very, very proud of, Sligo Rovers, deserves.
It comes at a time, Deputy, when there's been a lot of people crying out for investment in the League of Ireland, investment in local clubs like Sligo Rovers, and the fact that this major announcement of funding has finally come to pass, it certainly looks as though local sports and local sports clubs are certainly in a good place, and that the League of Ireland on the whole is really on the up at the moment.
We're so fortunate to have such a professional club such as Sligo Rovers, not just in players, in the way they do their business. Sligo Rovers is owned by the people of Sligo and the North West, and we always felt that we needed parity of esteem with other clubs around the country, and especially in Dublin. And I'm delighted that this government and especially Minister Catherine Martin has listened to the people of Sligo, the people of the North West, but also delivered a project which deserves the support of the government. And again, I'm delighted to have assisted in every way possible over the last 2 years.